The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, there's a little news. There's some football today. And we got a really big guest later in the show. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler.
Hi, Fred.
The Falcon. A.J.
Hi,
Hoffman.
Falcon.
The very friendly guy today. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message to Aaron. It makes him feel like a human being. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do. So I still can't call Twitch. I can't say you're Eisenreiching it if you Twitch. I still can't do that. Put odds on it. What are the odds I need a ruling from the group today on whether or not I was being a real dickweed to someone?
All right, let's hear it.
Well, first off, everybody
chances are good.
Well, I know. I mean, yes. But that's why I'm asking, because I don't think I was.
Why is it so cold in here?
That's... I have no idea.
You talk. Tell me why you were such a D-head while I turn the AC off.
All right. Well, you do that. Well, first off, I'll just tell the people, be careful out there, because it's always idiot driver day in Houston. But today, it seems to be extreme idiot driver day. And I had to come in early to do some videos. So it wasn't even that busy of a time, right?
Is that why you're wearing a fancy coat and a turtleneck?
Well, yeah, I was doing some videos.
Fancy boy.
I had to out-fancy Joel Blank.
Fancy boy. Did Joel, what was Joel wearing?
Joel had on like a white sweatshirt type thing.
Okay.
Like something you'd wear to the gym.
Were his nipples taped down?
I wasn't really paying attention to that. Okay. I didn't notice his nipples.
Okay.
I
always noticed that.
And Raheel was there, and Raheel's hair looked tremendous.
Okay.
So, but.
What else is new?
Well, one thing, another kind of driving pet peeve of mine in this city is, dude, if you're in a parking lot, slow the hell down. There's people walking in parking lots. That's why it's a parking lot.
Is this about the time when I got the ticket in the parking lot?
No. Well, I mean, you're to blame, too. But, no, man, I saw this guy almost get run over. I stopped to grab an energy drink on the way in, and this guy goes flying through the gas station parking lot doing like 70 miles an hour looking at his phone, and there was this poor little guy walking out, and he almost nailed him. I'm like, and I see this all the time now. I don't know why people do that.
And what'd you do? You jumped into action?
No, I sat there and got my phone ready just in case he hit him so I'd have a cool video.
Oh.
And that's all I could do. I was too far away.
Well, that's not being an a-hole then.
No, that's not the one that I need a ruling on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm coming down West Park, and this is another one of my pet peeves. People who try to turn left in front of traffic when
that's
not their right of way. So I'm like second in line, and the light turns green. We start to go. This guy starts flying over like he's going to cut in front of this lady. And then he stops realizing, okay, this is dumb. And the lady slams on her brakes right in front of me and motions the guy through. I almost hit her. The guy behind me almost hits me. And, you know, okay, whatever, lady, dumb move. So I honk, slam on my horn.
Okay.
And after the guy goes, I go around her to the other lane and kind of zip past, because now I'm pissed. And as I do, she's pointing at the handicap tag on her car. Like, I'm not supposed to honk at her because she has a blue tag. So, of course, I honked again and kept going. I didn't realize that tag was, I mean, it made you immune to doing any stupid thing.
I think it does.
Okay, so if you're...
Hey, man. That.
No, but if you're a really awful driver, I just thought, hey, it means you get to park close. And in her case, I'm going to say she didn't look like she really needed one. But okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what her issue is. Maybe she had to limp out of there. I don't know.
Who knows?
But does that mean it's okay for you to be an a-hole driver?
No.
Good, because I feel like her using the, well, you can't honk at me bit.
You can honk at anybody you want.
Well, I kind of feel like you shouldn't be hiding behind that. So, okay, so a-hole or not a-hole move?
Honking at her?
Yeah.
Not an a-hole move.
Okay, because
if you honk at someone who tries to cut you off in traffic, that's, yeah, there's no.
Well, she wasn't cutting me off. She slammed on her brakes in front of me and, you know, coming right out of a light, so everybody's kind of close together. It just, I have to say, it sucked. And I'm glad I almost hit her.
I say to hell with them.
Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of hers now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, using that, I mean, she's sitting there pointing to that to basically show me that, you know, you can't do anything because it's, I have a sticker.
Yeah.
And a temporary one at that, so she's not in that bad of shape. Regardless, okay, so we're going to go with not an a-hole, right?
Not an a-hole.
Okay,
you're good.
Because
you're good in this instance.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a rare instance where I am good on these things. So I'll take it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What else is going on?
Sports and stuff. We're going to have the Gypsy King himself on the show today, Tyson Fury, in the 6 o'clock hour. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and guarantee he'll be on in the 6 o'clock hour. I know there was some worries about John Jones when we guaranteed him on, and he did get on in the 6 o'clock hour.
It was tight. It
ran into the 7 o'clock hour, but listen, a promise is a promise.
This will not.
This will be on time. And, for once, the week seems to be moving by at a normal pace instead of very slowly. And part of it is, and I even hate to say it because I know it'll jinx it, but I'd like my first big winning basketball night in a long time last night. I've been in a bad slump. I went 6-0 last night. And I'll tell you, man, it puts you in a good mood.
Yeah?
It changes your whole outlook on life when you're winning.
It does. Yeah. It does. You're always happier. I tell you what, though, speaking of winning, I can't wait to get to Vegas next week.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we were going tomorrow.
Yeah, guess what else I got today? And I think it's because we got sent a story about someone who was reclining on a seat.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
And the guy was like, kind of like shaking her headrest. And that's what she videoed. Now, before she started videoing, apparently he was violently punching the back of her seat, which I highly doubt it, but okay. But I responded, this man's a hero. Anybody who reclines is an a-hole.
Might not be the hero we wanted, but he's definitely the hero we need.
He's my Batman.
Yeah.
So, because I brought that up on Twitter today, I think I got United sent me an email and said, we're upgrading you to Economy Plus for free to Las Vegas. Really? Yeah, just pick your seat. So look at me. I'm in 8C now, the seat where there's nobody in front of me.
Right.
The best seat in the house, if you ask me. So,
I tweet nice things about United and get nothing.
Uh-uh.
And you tweet out stuff like that, and
you know what that's called? I'm an influencer.
I see.
Yeah.
I mean, all I ever do is pay them extra money to upgrade every time.
Sorry, you're not influential.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll just pay for my upgrade like every other human being. So
not every other one.
No. I said every other human being, not you.
Oh, besides me.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what the other means.
Gotcha.
So good for you.
Thank you.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in.
Cougs house tonight, how are you feeling about that?
I feel pretty good about that.
Okay.
Although their schedule down the stretch is not easy. I was going to ask you how you felt about Aggie, Georgia tonight, if there's any plays there.
They play Florida tonight.
I thought, well, we got Georgia on here.
So. Oh, yeah, that's wrong. Aggie, Florida tonight. Wake up, Aaron. Get with the program. Aggie.
There you go. I'm just reading. I'm just doing the.
I went off of the program director's email
Oh, well, that's so wrong.
Listen
check
to that
the schedule.
yeah, Aggie versus Florida tonight. So I don't know. Florida's kind of picked up their tempo lately, and Aggie struggled in games where they've got to go up tempo. I mean, Florida kind of sucks. This is a if Aggie gets run out of the gym here, it's not a good look, certainly. But they're getting 6 points. Should be able to hang within there, I would think. But that's a chameleon team. One day you think, oh, man, they're finally starting to get it together, and then they'll just get blown out by 100. So I don't have a great feel. But you'll hear that right here on ESPN 97.5. How
there
about
you go.
That?
I this might be Houston's easiest game left at South Florida because they go to SMU next, which won't be easy. I think they'll be favored, and they should win. Then they get Tulsa at home, and I think they'll stomp a hole in them because of what happened last time. Then they got to go to Memphis, which is not going to be easy. Then they get Cincinnati, who's already beaten them. Then they go to UConn, and while I don't think UConn's great, that's not an easy trip. And then they get Memphis again. Yeah. So their finishing schedule is pretty tough. I think they can help themselves with seedings here if they finish strong. So, but yeah, I feel pretty good about tonight. I think this will be, at least on paper, the easiest game they have left.
That's probably accurate.
In my humble opium.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
So, yeah, I am a little disappointed I'm not going to get to go to that Tulsa game since we're doing a thing with them and giving away tickets for it so the people can go. So we'll do that in the 5 o'clock, and I hope that we can give them to somebody who's never been to Fertitta Center. Because if you hadn't been in that place, it's awesome. I know a guy on Sports Map who made it the best sports experience in the city.
Well, there you go.
And I trust him.
All right.
He's a really smart dude. I don't know if he's a smart dude, but he damn sure won't take any bleep from people with handicap stickers driving poorly. All right, 713.
I'm gonna guess that's Juggalo Trash.
Hey, I wonder what Juggy would have done in that situation.
Sorry about that, Mr. Miss Lady. Sorry.
In NASCAR, I would have just bumped her. I would have bumped her out of the way.
You ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
That sounds so disgusting. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. See, Michigan State has a new head coach. We've got a lot of kind of small football news today.
Boy, there are a lot of people upset about that.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's the I'm committed to being here. I'm the head coach of this program. This is where I want to be. Oh, wait, they doubled the offer. Sorry, guys, got to go. I mean, everybody's mad about it, but at the end of the day, these guys have to worry about their careers. And sometimes you got to strike while the iron's hot. You know, is Colorado going to be super good next year? I don't know. But if you work a year at Colorado and you build your stock up to the point where Michigan State wants to hire you and they want to pay you double what you're making at Colorado, let's just say this. How many of you guys are not leaving the job you have now for double the pay? And
right.
Most of you are, although are either doing it or you're lying.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't leave for double the pay because the places that pay double, I'd have to put up with too much BS.
No, let's say you could go to another radio station just like this, not have to work for iHeart or something like that.
Right. I wouldn't want to do that.
But you had to go to Michigan.
I wouldn't go to. I mean, it'd have to be someplace I want to live at this stage.
Well,
but I'm in a different place than on a lot of these guys. But I think in this case, it's more. I mean, I like the guy, but is that the best Michigan State can do? I mean, everybody else seemed to be turning him down. That's not a good sign. And I don't know if it's because all the crap And maybe there's more to come, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he seems like a...
There's not enough of a body of work to judge him as a head coach, in my opinion.
He seems like a nice up-and-coming coach, but yeah, you're definitely betting that there's more where that came from, and I don't know that there is. So
that's why I want to see these guys in a place for 3 years.
And by the way, it's not like he was a slam dunk at Colorado. They were like 5-7.
Right.
They didn't make a bowl, but he's a guy that's apparently a very very likable guy. He coached at Ohio State for a while when they were winning championships. He coached at Alabama when they won a championship. I mean, he's been around some good programs.
Yeah, certainly. The pedigree is certainly there, but as a head coach, you don't have enough to judge from.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, that's, you know, and it, obviously if you're a Colorado fan, I think Colorado will do just fine. To me, that's a pretty good, if I were picking a place I would live, I would much prefer Colorado to Michigan State.
Yeah.
But that's me. Also, your buddy Myles Garrett has been reinstated. So that wound up being a 6-game suspension. I think that's about right.
I think so, too. I wasn't expecting it to go into next season. So that seems about right.
No, I think that's fair. And then reportedly the Bengals are willing to work with Andy Dalton on a trade.
Okay.
Where on earth would Andy Dalton go, just out of curiosity?
I mean, Andy Dalton would go somewhere where he's going to be a backup.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are you trading for a guy with his salary to be a backup?
Probably not.
I'm not. I'm going to say, look, if you don't want him, cut him. I'll be happy to have him as my backup. But when you kind of go through the pantheon of available quarterbacks and who you might want to bring in, getting pretty far down the list before you're getting to Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
That's not one where, well, I'd probably take Andy Dalton over Taysom Hill.
Probably, yeah.
But, I mean, obviously Taysom Hill wouldn't, but I would, I think. So, we shall see. Mac Daddy, what are the odds the Roughnecks get a championship title before the Texans? I make them the favorite because
there's only 8 teams.
They're in season, and, you know, they're... As of now, the only undefeated team in the West. That'll change.
Yeah.
Oh, I have the official lines, by the way, from my bookie, if you wish to know. The New York Guardians, who were very impressive last week. I'm going to wait for Fezzik's take on this Friday. +6.5 at the D.C. Defenders.
But it seems like a good number.
It does. I feel Guardian on this, but bless you.
Thank you. I'll go Guardians.
How about this? Tampa Bay, who scored all of 3 points last week and was the favorite going in, and we mentioned yesterday already people wanting to fire the coach, quarterback controversy. 3-point favorites at Seattle. Give me some Dragon.
You like the Dragon?
I like the Dragon, and I'll tell you why. Because
I'll go the other way.
Because I think the Vipers are... were way overbought before the season started. And you got to go from... that's not an easy trip to go to Seattle. I know it's not true. The Seahawks. You go cross-country now after getting your butt beat. I'm taking Dragon, even though I don't really like the colors. It makes me want to go buy one of those Bang Miami Colas, but I'm taking the Dragons. How about this? Dallas Renegades, 4.5-point favorites on the road against L.A. to bounce back after getting upset by the Battlehawks.
They're how many favorites?
4.5 points at the L.A. Wildcats.
Give me the Wildcats.
I think I'm going to go the other way until I see who's starting at quarterback for L.A. If it's the kid who started the game last week, I'll take L.A. If it's Josh Johnson, I'll take L.A. If it's that dude they brought in, I'm going to hammer Dallas. I can't remember his name, the third string guy, but he was horrible. And then here's your Battlehawks. And the Roughnecks. Battlehawk +8.
That's too big of a number.
Feels too big to me.
Now give me Battlehawk.
I think I agree with you. So, there
McClendon
you go.
McClendon is who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That was the third stringer. Knopf was starting.
Let me do a teaser with the Battlehawks and the Vipers.
Okay. I am not
you
going
to book this?
I'm not going to. No. Okay. I'm just looking at the site right now. I may do just for grins 4-game parlay this week.
Okay.
And take Guardian, Dragon, Rough, no, Battlehawk, and then haven't decided yet on Renegades Wildcats. Because last week, if we'd have just taken all our picks,
we could have been, we'd be millionaires.
Yeah, I mean, I only bet on the Roughnecks just because I wanted something to bet on. And it's kind of stupid. I hit the last race at Sam Houston on one of my sites Friday night, so I had some money in there. I'm like, all right, bleep it. Here we go. So that's why I did it. But I'm not ashamed. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 49S, this might sound dumb, but can you explain how the XFL doesn't have team owners? Who decides trades? General managers. Because the whole thing is owned by one group. So. There you go. That's enough XFL talk. I just wanted to stay in the betting. I didn't want to get into the whole, you know, actual stuff.
Yeah.
So, I do have a little college basketball I wanted to get your opinion on.
Okay.
USA Today did 7 teams that were unranked in the preseason that they consider Final Four sleepers. Now, I trust your opinion significantly more than I trust USA Today.
Okay.
So, I'm going to throw these teams out there, and you tell me, yeah, Final Four sleeper are,
okay,
they're stupid. Dayton.
Absolutely Final Four sleeper.
21-2.
I don't know if they're even a sleeper.
Well, not really a sleeper at this point because...
Yeah, they're legit.
Yeah, but they were unranked before the season, and now they're considered a team that could make the Final Four.
And they have
they call them sleepers.
They have a guy who could... I mean, you could argue is the best player in college basketball this year in Obi Toppin. So, yeah, I think Dayton's legit.
Florida State.
I could see them as a sleeper. They're pretty good. They hung with Duke the other day. Yeah, I like them. I've actually coming around on their coach, which I've always been like, oh, he's a dummy, but he's starting to
but
grow.
But he's had some success, man.
Yeah.
Well, here's a team you've been pimping all year, West Virginia.
I like West Virginia. I don't like them as a Final Four team. They don't have any shooters. They can't get scores when they need them. They're all defense, no offense. It won't work in the tournament.
Penn State.
No, yeah, not a buyer. They're good, but I don't see them Final Four good.
Colorado?
No.
19-5.
Yeah, for the Pac-12, they're good, and they're really good at home. I don't buy it.
Butler.
You know, Butler's kind of fallen off. They were a hot name early in the season. They were like one of the...
And they lost to Baylor by one.
They were one of the two or three best defenses metrically in non-conference play, and then... Since then, they've kind of taken a nosedive. I'll go no on Butler.
I'll answer the last one for you because they have Houston as the 7th one. And I think same thing you mentioned about West Virginia. They just don't have the shooters.
Yeah.
I think, they're fun to watch. They play really good defense. They rebound like fiends. And the rebounding makes up for the fact that they don't shoot threes very well. But you get in the tournament, I don't know that they're going to be able to rebound against that like that against bigger teams. I think getting to where they were last year would be a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
All right. Let me tell you guys about TGS Insurance. You know why? Because you want to save money. You don't want to just give your money away to your home insurance company. And that's what you're doing right now. They're taking money that... You don't need to be paying because TGS built a system. They're going to give you a firm quote in 15 seconds. Super simple, super fast. All you got to do is send them your address. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Reply back. Full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company, the savings, they are legit, man. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you. You don't even need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end and the hassle and the nonsense. You just sit back and count those bucks. If you don't know what you're paying for home insurance, find out and then text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and get on board the savings train with my good friends at TGS Insurance. That's money to 232323.
Let me tell you something about my life.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody asked about what Joe Musgrove said, where he said sign stealing is more than an Astros issue. And I this is where the Astros are going to start apologizing. Can I just tell you what I wish one of them would say? And, you know, I because everybody's going to want them to come out and be all, and it's kind of BS at this point, I think, anything they say. So here's what I'd like somebody to come out and say for the Astros. I'm a competitor. I want to win. And we were taking advantage of everything that was out there for us to have that opportunity. And baseball has a history of this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's hard to know where the line is sometimes. And so, yeah, we crossed it. We were punished for it. But I'm never going to apologize for trying to win. For my team, for my city, for my people.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
but nobody's going to say that.
No, nobody is. And nobody should. Nobody should say anything.
Well, if you're going to address it, at least be freaking honest.
I'm saying don't address it. If somebody asked me that and I was on the Astros, I just stare at them until they asked a different question.
That'd be my move. Except they've all gone out of their way to not deal with it. And
they have
this company line, which what I think
don't
is pretty
like
chicken bleep.
Is all the former Astros who are like, oh, I'm really sorry. You're not sorry.
No, you're not.
You're not sorry. And if you were sorry,
like
then
Marwin.
Yeah, Marwin's not sorry. I mean, Marwin got paid. And
yeah.
So I doubt he'd really go back and do it over again.
And I'm convinced he took it with him to Minnesota because all of a sudden they started hitting home runs.
Yeah, possibly.
So, yeah, I think it's...
I think it's fun. I mean, we'll see definitely a... I'm guessing we see a downtick in home runs across the league this year after last season was so crazy.
And if that happens, all that BS about juice ball, it's going to take me back to the steroid era. Because remember they were saying, oh, the ball's juice. No, arms were juiced.
I disagree with some. I mean, some people have the opinion that it's not a big deal to know what pitch is coming. Like I saw Patrick Creighton on Twitter saying, Mariano Rivera only threw one pitch. Everybody knew it was coming. No one could hit it. Okay, that's Mariano Rivera. But like, you put me up there against, not me, but you put me up there against a normal guy and I know what pitch he's throwing. The battle's basically won. Like if I know it's a fastball, the battle is basically won. So
doesn't mean you're going to hit it.
No,
but you do have a huge advantage. If you know fastball versus off speed,
it's a massive edge. Like identifying that especially at that level where they're, you know, even off speed stuff is in the mid to high 80s. Like if you can identify what type of pitch it is out of the hand. The earlier, the more chance of success you're going to have. So if you know before it even comes out of his hand, bro, that is a huge edge. That said, I mean, I'm ready to get over this whole thing.
Well,
they got punished.
They did, and I mean, let's stop defending them.
Yeah, they cheated.
Yeah, they cheated. They got caught, and every story that comes out now, where they called it the dark arts. Woo, that didn't change anything. It's the same. Cheating. So gave it a fancy name. Code breaker. Ooh. Oh, my.
Code breaker does sound very ominous.
Yeah, but it's the same cheating that we knew about a month ago. That's what I love about this. It's like, okay, guys, really? We're just going to come up with these fancy names that makes it worse? So the bottom line is they cheated. We know they cheated. They haven't apologized. Who cares if they apologize? I'm with you on that. And they got caught. So and what else is out there? What else is there to do?
I don't know. Did you just see, have you seen the story that Jameis Winston just underwent LASIK surgery to repair his vision?
No. Boy, that better be some magical LASIK. That better be the best LASIK ever.
I wonder if there's like a thing to do color LASIK. So, you know, like you could tell the difference between a red uniform and a white uniform. Like, don't throw it to the white team.
Right.
Throw it to the red team.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
But they did. They always showed pictures of him on the sideline, like, squinting. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Wasn't Vinny Testaverde colorblind?
I don't know.
I remember reading that because That was one of the excuses for him throwing a lot of picks during his career. That would be difficult for a quarterback, I think, to be. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see if it helps him.
Oh, did you see this?
No.
What? Jerry Bow just tweeted. So if you like AJ's flight tweet, you get a free upgrade. He says, hello, 8C, 8D here. Now Jerry's moved to the seat right next to me. He got a free upgrade, too. Everyone's getting free upgrades on that flight except you, Fred.
All right, I just paid for mine.
Oh, man.
But I'm not. I'm upgraded to first class.
No.
So there.
You're rich.
No, I'm not a rich. I just prefer sitting up there than.
Look at me, fancy friends.
No, you're going to sit there and brag about your free upgrade. And, yeah. Ooh, 281 text of the day so far. Jameis has got 30-30 vision now.
It's true.
That's very, very good. Yeah, somebody else just texted the same thing like 10 seconds later, but the first guy got it. Sorry. So, yeah, I'm. That's interesting. Oh, 1-1 on hockey plays last night. Finally got a winner after a nice little 0-4-1 run. But Chicago, Vancouver tonight, under 6.5.
Oh, you're playing an under?
I'm playing an under.
Look at you.
So I've had a few unders, just another one. You know what? Just to be curious, I'm going to like your tweet and see if they do it.
Well, you're already in first class. I know. What are they going to do? Downgrade you?
Yeah, they could.
They already got your money.
Yeah.
What a dope.
We'll see.
You missed out.
Oh. 7137. Well, tell us people about this story, because the story that spawned your tweet, we really haven't talked about too much. It was American Airlines.
Yeah. So apparently someone on American Airlines was reclining. And the lady said, her name's Wendy. And she did this on Twitter, so it's out there in the Twitterverse. Like and she's spent literally the last 48 hours defending herself against people who say that, you know, you should burn in hell for reclining.
Yeah, she should.
Her Twitter handle is @SteelersFanOG. Typical Steelers fan. But it shows a guy like kind of. He's got his fist pushed up against the, he's a bald guy with a beard, but it's not me. But he's shaking.
Does look a little bit like you.
He's shaking the back of the seat.
That's a bit much.
And I mean, I do the same thing though with my knees. Like I'll just shake the hell out of my knee until people.
Yeah, I don't do that. I will. Put my knees into the back of the chair where they can clearly feel them.
No, I just,
and that's not by choice.
I pretend like I have a nervous tic.
That's actually not by choice.
Yeah,
but what I will do if somebody's really going to insist on doing that is I'll get up and put my hand on their chair to pick myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever I get out of my seat, because I feel like that's a retaliatory.
I
move.
Just like to make their flight as uncomfortable as possible. So I'll put down my little table.
Yeah.
And I'll put my elbows on it, and then I'll just keep adjusting so their seat is always just moving back and forth. I mean,
yeah, I don't really go that far, but
oh, I do.
But then I try to upgrade to a place where it's not a problem. Now, I was looking at our flight on the way back. That ain't happening. That old thing is already full.
It's loaded.
Yeah.
So she says, "Here's a great jackhole. He was so angry that I reclined my seat. He punched it about 9 times hard. At which point I began videoing, and then he resigned to this behavior." So basically she's saying while I videoed him, he was just shaking my chair. Before I was videoing, he was violently punching the back of my seat, which sounds kind of like BS to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I think she's lying.
And she said,
well, she's a recliner. She's automatically
lying.
Yeah,
I don't trust her. The other jackhole is the @American Air flight attendant who reprimanded me and gave him a free cocktail. I mean, that's the move.
Yeah, I'm Team American Airlines on this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you remember the flight over to London. We didn't. That's why I upgraded on the way home, because there was room. But if somebody leaned back in those chairs, they went way back. And so the guy in front of me totally reclined and was basically in my lap. which for a freaking 8.5 hour flight, that's real pleasant.
Yeah.
And so when the flight attendant came by, the really, really attractive one, to bring me something to drink, she politely asked the guy to pull his seat up because there was no room for me to actually pull my put the tray down.
Yeah.
And he did it for a while, and then he went back to it. But, I mean, I appreciated her doing that. He didn't have to move it all the way up, just enough to where I could actually get my tray down and drink. Nice little compromise, I thought. So
she says she's getting with the FBI to see if she can do anything about pressing charges on this guy.
The FBI?
Yeah. So she's basically, she's a pain in the ass.
I'm going to say that this woman is a lunatic.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think everything she's saying is an absolute lie. And I think my stance is well known on this. If you're a seat recliner on an airplane, you are the worst. There's murderer, there's pedophile, there's sleep recliner. Or a seat recliner, excuse me.
Okay.
That's it. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. It's not about the crown.
We could share the kingdom if I... This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It never ceases to amaze me, the people who try to defend this whenever this subject comes up. Like, you know, basically... If everyone reclined, then everyone would be more comfortable. No, they wouldn't. It doesn't work that way. If you have long legs, you reclining doesn't help. You should know that.
Yeah.
And listen, and by the way, it's always little people that do it, too. I hate to generalize it, but it's all Palillo-sized people that do it.
Yeah. Listen, just explain this to me. Does it really, like, help make you comfortable to recline your seat? I don't believe it.
And, hey, I have no problem. If you look behind you and there's a tiny behind you and you want to recline and it's not going to affect them, go ahead. I don't have a problem with that. Or, you know what, if it's somebody who's not small and you want to recline a little bit, just ask them, hey, is this too much? But that would require you being a decent human being and not the airplane equivalent of a pedophile. That's all I'm saying. And, yes, I'm... And don't try to defend yourselves, because
there's no defending.
There's nothing you can say that's going to change my opinion. You are the airplane equivalent of a pedophile.
You want to talk to Jake?
Sure.
Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Barely. Your phone sucks. Are you talking through your car or something?
Oh, man. Sports.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, so just wanted to first of all say that, AJ, you're right, that, like, I travel a lot for work. And there's absolutely no benefit of reclining. It's like most of the seats are like you get like 4 or 5 inches of reclining, and it just makes you feel awkward anyway. Like there's nowhere to put your feet, so yeah. It just sucks. Second, I got to ask, though, it's kind of like a would you rather. Would you rather have a guy recline on you, or would you have the dude next to you that's wearing like Birkenstocks or whatever, and then he takes them off and he's just got bare feet and he puts it up on his knee and it's right there in front of you?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's disgusting. I mean,
yeah,
what are you going with? Because I know you hate feet more than me.
Yeah, well, you know the answer to that. Recline away. The one thing that was worse.
So what are those? That if the recliner is a airplane pedophile, what's it?
Murderer. and there's one worse. And this was one time when I was flying American, and it was a last minute thing. I was going to Chicago to see the current future ex while she was up there, and I couldn't get first on the flight to Dallas. I was able to get I got on the flight from Dallas to Chicago. I got it.
Okay.
And there was a lady sitting next to me, and she had gotten there first. And when I sat down, what I thought was her jacket was over on my side of the armrest. It was not her jacket.
It was her body.
It was her body. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, I mean, what you can't really say anything to him, but it's like she's spilling out both ways. And I'm just like, ugh.
Well, I did. I mean, if you recall the time when I was the smallest person in my aisle.
Yeah,
and I was literally the last person on the plane. I was in a middle seat on the very back row. It's like nightmare scenario. And then I get there, and there's a dude who's like probably 6'6", 340. Like, he's built like a pro wrestler, is sitting in the seat on the aisle. And then by the window is a Hispanic woman who's probably about 5'5", 4 to 450-ish.
Ooh.
And she was all
great big fat.
She
person.
Was all in my seat, yeah. And she had the armrest.
She
up. Could,
but it, she couldn't get the armrest down.
She couldn't get the armrest
this,
down.
This woman got there first, and the armrests were down, and she just spilled over it.
So they finally, like, I was like, there's nothing I can do here, and like, they brought the air marshals on, and they were like, the air marshals were saying they were going to put me on a different flight, and I was like, me? I'm like the one normal-sized person in this situation. Like, how are you going to remove me off the flight? And then finally they just found a tiny little Asian couple and set the large woman next to them.
Because I remember that flight. You're like standing back there. At some point we're getting delayed, And then I look back there and you're just standing there. I'm like, what the hell did AJ do?
It wasn't me. Trust me.
My first thought was you did something.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've had to fly what do they call them now?
Flight attendant
area before when the guy threw up all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I just sit back there? And then, no, you're not allowed to do that. I mean, I would have been fine doing it. I don't care. But, yeah, that was a bad situation.
Well, they always have flight attendants who aren't working that could always sit back there, too. Which I don't know. And then they got that jump seat in with the pilots.
Let me ride with the pilot.
Which, well, if you watch Catch Me If You Can, you could fake your way into there.
Sure.
He did that. Everybody thought he was a Pan Am pilot.
I'm former military.
Jump seat.
I'll just tell him I know all about it.
Hey, here's...
I used to fly these babies. I'll call it a baby. And then they'll believe me.
Yeah, Tommy used to fly...
Back in Nam, I flew it.
I was flying stealth bombers in the first Gulf War.
Yeah.
These things are when I was, a piece of cake compared to that.
When I was 11 in the first Gulf War.
When I was 4 in Nam, I was flying B-52s and carpet bombing Vietnam.
It was just me, Charlie, and one of these babies.
And
I flew it out of there to safety.
I've never recovered from it, AJ.
No, it still scars me.
Oh, I'll never forget Da Nang. So I want to ask, do you have a problem with coach passengers using the first class bathroom? I've seen some flight attendants freak out about it. It doesn't bother me. I think like if they start trying to line up there, yeah. But no, it doesn't really bother me. So 713-780-ESPN. What's a better move for a large? Buy two seats or upgrade the first class? Upgrade. Although I didn't learn this until one of our recent trips, and I felt so bad for this guy who was sitting next to me. He had to ask for a seatbelt extender.
Mm.
Have you ever seen that? Mm. They have them.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, man, I feel so bad for the guy. Nice guy, too.
Yeah.
But, yep.
Hard times.
Oh, well. 713-780. Listen, people want to talk about this. You know what? If you call and you try to defend it, we're just going to cut you off, okay? Aaron's just going to dump you. You're done. He's not going to dump you, but he's just going to cut you off. We'll try Darren. Go.
Oh, man, you guys are cracking me up today. All right, so I am in no way, shape, or fashion advertising for Spirit Airlines, but... They actually are the only ones that have it right because they don't even give you an option. Like, their seats don't even recline.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the solution to to the reclining issue. Just make all airplane seats non-reclinable, and we'll solve this issue.
Yeah, I think that's the move. And if people want to recline, they can pay extra to ride in first class. And because in first class, feel free to recline. You're not bothering anybody else.
Yeah, although even in first class, I don't really recline, especially if somebody tall's behind me. Because you don't want to, I mean, you can, but I usually don't. Because it doesn't really feel that good.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
It doesn't help me sleep.
You know when the best time, like when you can recline, like, and you see it on these international flights, when, like, the first class in international, where it basically turns into a bed, that's useful.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, on domestic flight, what's the longest domestic flight? Like 6 hours?
Yeah, which...
Like if you're flying Seattle to Miami or something?
The thing is, from Houston, there is no six-hour flight, really. And the longest one, I think, has been Vancouver is maybe the longest flight I've taken.
Yeah.
From here.
Mine's Seattle. So, I mean, besides...
Yeah, Seattle's what, five?
Yeah, it's 5 hours.
4.5, 5.
If you can't sit up for 5 hours, then maybe it's the problems on you.
Now, I have a better solution. We don't have to lock in the seats. I mean, all you have to do is just pass this on to all your friends who are recliners. Just look behind you and see if it's going to impact the person behind you. That's it. If somebody's 6'5 is behind you, then, or all right, say they're 6 foot even, just say, hey, I'm going to lean back a little bit. Would you tell me if this bothers you too much? That's it. All you got to do is be a decent human being. And if it's a little kid, recline away.
I think they should start giving people seating assignments based on their height.
Well, that would be smart, but airlines, they can't even figure out how to unload planes, man.
That's true.
And load planes, for that matter. They're not going
to
do that.
You know what dudes can't figure out what to do? Get the right thing for Valentine's Day, because they're all a bunch of stupid.
You know when that is? It's 2 days away.
Yeah, it's on Friday, in case you didn't know. The time's come. The time is now. And Pajamagram's got you covered, because I know you're not ready. They've got Micro Velvet, which was created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram in a pajama lab by scientists, and it's found only in the Tempting Touch PJs. And you're saying, what, by scientists? Pajama scientists? Yes. It's the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever created in the history of the world. You can only get it at pajamagram.com. It's a higher level of soft. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and it's going to make her happy. And when she's happy, you'll be happy, if you know what I mean, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Guys, a Valentine's Day gift has never felt this tempting, and they've got something for all the Valentines in your life. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mom, your daughter, whoever. Plus, no need to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Valentine's Day, still guaranteed. Right now, guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com. Pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you. Just need a